I was a very energetic kid, pehle se hi. So I had the ability to, I guess, you know, if I enjoyed doing something, I could, you know, keep going on. I would be really energetic and, you know, keep playing all day and so on and so forth. So I had that in me. I had that, you know, natural energy in me, but I probably didn't have the drive or the vision, the focus to channelize that energy well. Obviously, when your habits are not great, you know, when you're young, you're not that disciplined. You're partying. You're not taking care of your rest. You know, you have a few drinks as well. Your system's not responding the way it should be for a sportsman. And I think it has to be a thing that comes from within. It can't be taught to you. It can't be explained from the outside. So, luckily that thing came to me itself, that you need to get your act right if you want to be a successful international cricketer. Because if you continue like this, you're just going to be one player who played for a few years and then disappeared because he wasn't disciplined enough or didn't maximize his potential. So I thought, okay, I love batting. I'm working hard at cricket, but how can I improve? How can I get better? What can I add to my game? And then the whole fitness thing, you know, struck me and it came to me, and actually I'm grateful for the fact that the game also moved simultaneously. So I started working on myself in 2012, midway, after the IPL. About 2013 is the time that I became too lean. 2014 I continued like that. Then 2015 onwards, Mr. Shankar Basu, who was the Indian team trainer and worked in RCB as well, he introduced me to Olympic lifting and, you know, speed, strength and power endurance and these kind of things, and I had never experienced that before. And he, because I trusted him, he had worked with me for 8 years, he said, trust me, just give this a go and you will see wonders happening with your body. I said, okay, I trusted him. I did this for, you know, 3 weeks and my body just responded in a way that I never felt like, you know, myself ever again, like the slower self. I felt like someone had just, you know, put high octane fuel in my body and I was just flying. And from then on, it became an obsession. I was like, I'm feeling quicker. I can react better on the ball. I am reacting better while catching. I am able to field longer periods for the whole day. So I am able to contribute for my team 5 times more than I was before. So why should I stop it? And if I'm leading and if I want my teammates to, you know, put in effort, I should be there all day doing that first, you know, before asking someone else to do it. So everything came together so wonderfully for me, my own thinking, my mindset, the fitness change, the boost through Mr. Basu, our trainer. The whole thing came along so well together, and I think 2016 is when I really hit my fitness peak, because I want to maintain the standard that I'm playing at now till the time I finish. You know, I don't want to be standing in the field and not being able to move the way I do right now. It's just not in me to play like that. If I can't do that, I will stop. So that is my vision. You know, I want to be able to contribute till the last day I play for India the way I'm doing now, with the same energy, the same enthusiasm. So I will do anything and everything in my ability to achieve that on a daily basis.
It's not easy. I mean, if you ask me, do I get affected by failure? Yes, I do. Everyone does. I'm human at the end of the day. So it's difficult to process failure at such a big stage. But also you have to understand that, you know, I totally believe in the fact that what's meant to be for you will happen. We play a sport where we feel like we are involved every ball and you are responsible to make something happen. So even failure and success, you start looking like we failed because of me, or, you know, I made success happen. So I think somewhere or the other, we need to understand that all we can do is work hard and put in our best effort. As long as your intent is right, your heart is in the right place, and you're going along the right path, and you're doing things with the right intent, that's all you can do. Because no one, as you said, no one wants to go out there and fail or not succeed or, you know, have moments like this. No one wants to do that. No one wants to experience that. But success and failure is a part of everything that we do in life, whether it's sport, whether it's, you know, in daily life, whether you lose someone close to you, whether, you know, it's a problem in your job, anything. It is the truth of life, and you need to be able to accept both with grace. That's the thing that I've learned. You can't go gung-ho when you succeed. You can't say, oh, I'm the king of the world, or, you know, we are invincible now. And when you fail,
you can't beat yourself down so much that you can't get up again. So I think you need to feel the hurt. You need to feel, where could I have done things differently? I think failure is a great way or a great opportunity to analyze what went wrong and to improve on those mistakes. Because at the end of the day, cricket is all about that. When you make a mistake while batting, you want to improve it the next time you walk out to play. Or if you play a false shot and you haven't gotten out, you want to improve it the next ball. And similarly for bowlers and fielders, you make a mistake, you feel really bad about it, but then you catch one and then you feel like, okay, I've corrected my mistake. And I think life is all about that. It's about making mistakes on a regular basis, but having the courage and the acceptance and the clarity to say, okay, I have made a mistake. I'm not going to be egoistic about it. I'm going to lay it down, understand what happened, improve on it and walk forward. Because as you said, you know, people say things, people attack you. If you start focusing on that, you cannot progress, because those are opinions. Those are, you know, things that are happening on the outside. You know what opinion you hold, you know the intent you played with, and you need to be true to that. So the biggest challenge I felt was being true to your own beliefs. If you focus on things which are only based on success and numbers and results, I don't think you can enjoy the process. And we as a team, we play so well because we enjoy the process. We enjoy being in difficult situations and coming out on top. Basically, what we are doing on a daily basis is competing with ourselves. How good can we be when we are put under pressure? It's not about coming up against someone or trying to prove someone else wrong. It's about bringing our own standard of cricket higher and higher on a daily basis and setting examples, the right examples for the next generation to take over whenever that happens. I don't know how to explain it. I mean, I just hate losing. You know, I hate losing in anything. That is how a sportsman is made up. You know, that is the makeup of any sportsman competing at the highest level. So that's a given. No one is fine with losing or fine with, you know, failing. You accept it, you process it, that's different. But the most important thing for me in you know, anything I do on the field is, I don't want to walk out and say, maybe I could have done this. I don't want any maybes, I don't want any what ifs. When I step onto that field, it's a privilege, it's an honor for me. And when I walk out, I want to have zero energy left, because that is what I'm supposed to do. That is why I'm selected. I'm not selected because, you know, I'm privileged, or, you know, I should be comforted because I've reached the highest level. No. However hard I've worked for age group cricket, this has to be a constant 10 times hard working process on a daily basis, because I'm representing my country, and there couldn't be a bigger honor for me. So I understand the importance of where I've come from and the opportunity I have every time that I step onto the field. I don't want to leave any stone unturned. Like, you know, I hate having the feeling of, maybe I could have gone for that catch. Maybe I could have pushed an extra, you know, yard for an extra run. I somehow can't process. So it is, I'm actually always trying to avoid that feeling. And that's why I, you know, go along about my work in a crazy manner, where I just have to put all my effort into every ball that I play, field, or I'm a part of.
Looking for a fun night out? K1 Speed puts you behind the wheel for an adrenaline-filled time you and your friends will never forget. Off the track, the fun keeps rolling with arcade games, great food, and drinks. They even have private party rooms for your birthday parties and corporate outings. Race hard, laugh harder, and claim your spot on the podium. K1 Speed. More than racing, it's an experience.